21 CL Radio.
Welcome to the Tech Tools Daily Show, where the 21st Century Learning International Radio team of Jamie Willett, Michael Bohl, and Chris Carter review EdTech resources for you.
Hi, everyone. Jamie and Michael here, and we are doing a Tech Tools Daily for you, and Rob is joining us.
Hello.
As Chris's replacement while he's reading for AP.
I see.
Uh-huh.
So Chris is normally your husband.
That's weird.
Yeah.
And wrong. We're going to move on.
Okay. On we go.
What we are talking about today, which is news, GIF or JIF. Which one is it, Mike?
I say GIF.
All right.
You're wrong. But apparently I'm wrong.
So news GIF.
Well, GIF just makes me think of peanut butter. So many people you may know, including me and yourselves, like to look at the news, right?
Yes.
And so I use a program traditionally called Flipboard, which has a bunch of feeds or some other feed reader that generates it. But this new program,
woo-hoo!
Instead, it's a little iPhone app, and it works on the Android as well. It will generate the headlines that they pre-select.
Cool.
And then it has a little GIF that accompanies it.
Oh, that's fun.
And so you kind of flip through it. And you can click on it, and you can then read the article if you want. I mean, why would I do that?
So we're laughing because Mike is showing us little GIFs as he's...
That was Beethoven.
So they're funny. Like, new artificial limb lets amputees feel, and then they show people getting burned and things like that. So it's often a reference to funny things that happen in movies or other funny GIFs that you might like out there. You can vote then whether you like it, and you can also add in your own, and then people can upvote that if you want.
So are the news articles, is it just from, like, USA Today and, like, BBC?
They say that at least it's relatively new, I think, and they say that they pre-select them. So, for example, this one, study roommate's toothbrushes likely contain each other's fecal matter. And then they show a picture of a guy doing a rather strange expression when, you know, as if he had just read that headline. And so then I can scroll over and check it out and read the whole story. Oh, that which comes from Fox News, by the way.
But okay.
So it's from a variety. I've notice it's been a different one every time.
So I am guessing what your first concern might be.
Okay, so it has hopelessly inappropriate GIFs.
Right.
So I put, you know, for people who should use it, should be high school kids that, you know, maybe like a psychology class or something where you're studying the behavior of media and things like that.
How
so it has to be a junior
are.
Or seniors who can handle it and not run home and tell their parents to get you in trouble.
Right.
So it really
not the elementary classroom.
No, it does actually have educational use. It's just it's very limited as to who you can use it. It's mostly just sort of a fun thing to play around with and show your friends. It's kind
of and if it's pulling from like Fox News and CNN and stuff, these are not, I mean, the reading level itself is going to be high.
Yeah, it's probably more for entertainment. I think it would be fun to do a unit where you ask the students to do it for a week or 2 weeks and just then see what, then you can have a discussion about what news they actually looked into and does that say something about our culture?
Yeah.
On and on and on.
That would be a psychology class application.
Yeah, or it could be a social studies class. And that would give you your excuse when an angry parent says, how come my student looked at that? It's like, you know how much junk your kid really looks at and just doesn't tell you about?
So do you actually plan to use it, do you think?
I do, just for fun.
Uh-huh.
So it's going, you know, it's great if you're just sitting there on the subway or something or in a plane or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a good one. Most popular banana might soon go extinct, and they have a guy dressed as a banana that falls down.
I'm downloading that app right now.
Are you? It's a great app, isn't it? They have Weather GIF as well. I haven't tried that yet, but I just saw a link to that. So it's low commitment curve.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't cost any money. You just sign up and go. And you can register if you want. They just ask for either your email or your Twitter account.
Okay. So if I want to be entertained by the amusing GIFs, how do I do it?
Well, you can go to your favorite mobile store for Android or iOS, or you can just go to NewsGIF, that's NewsGIF.com.
This Tech Tools Daily Review was brought to you by 21st Century Learning International. Find us on the web at 21clradio.com.